In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we started out with Jesus telling Louisa that the destiny of the world has found in Louisa. And the last thing we read was, he says, it's been a divine decree of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that if a soul does not enter into the eternal will of God to render all of God's acts, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in a triple way on earth, the supreme will shall not descend upon earth to carry out its life in the human generations. So that's why Jesus says to Louisa, hurry, hurry, quickly, hasten, get this thing done. You know, God wants the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, and he really needs us to cooperate. So again, great things are happening. Amazing things are at hand. And we're continuing on volume 15, 4:14, 1923. Jesus says, now, my daughter, let's come into my divine will. Do you think this divine will is a sanctity like any other sanctity? So here Jesus is trying to show us the importance of this gift of gifts, as he calls it, the prodigy of prodigies, this gift of the divine will. He says, no, it's not like a sanctity of all the other sanctities. This is about a new era, about a good that must serve all human generations. But it is necessary that I first centralize all this good in one creature alone. So he says, I have to begin to do this as the Holy Spirit breathed into Adam and that Ruah of God, that breath of God, and Adam came to life. Jesus says, what I have to do is I have to do this again. Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady was with Jesus on Calvary, co-redeemed with him. And now is the time for a new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul II said. So he says, it is necessary that I, God, first centralize all this good in one creature alone. And he says, just as I did in redemption by centralizing everything in my mother Mary. Now, in order to dispose the souls to live in the divine will, so God's saying to get us ready to live this life, he says, and to let them partake of the goods that the divine will contains, so God is getting everything ready, to make mankind return to the path of his origin, to live the life that Adam had before the fall. Just as he was created by me, I myself wanted to pray as the first, making my voice resound from one end of the earth to the other, and even up high in heaven, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven. I did not say, my Father, but he says, I called him the Father of the whole humanity, the human family, so as to engage the Father in that which I was going to add, may all hallow your name, so that your kingdom may come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This was the purpose of creation, and I ask the Father that it be fulfilled. So Jesus took our place. He took upon himself the sin, the original sin. He became sin and shed every drop of his blood to redeem us. And now he's saying, now that we're redeemed, now is the time to be sanctified. So he says, because I myself prayed the Father surrender to my supplications, and I formed the seed of a good so great so that this seed might be known, I taught my prayer to the apostles, and they transmitted it to the whole church, so that just as people of the future Redeemer found salvation in him and disposed itself to receive the promised Messiah, in the same way, this seed formed by me, this promise, the church prays and repeats my very prayer many times, and the church disposes itself to receive that the creatures would recognize and love my celestial father as their own father in such a way as to deserve to be loved as children and to receive the great good that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In this seed and in this hope that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the very saints have formed their sanctity. Okay, the martyrs have shed their blood. There is no good that does not derive from this seed. So the whole church prays, and just as it tears, the penances, the prayers to obtain the Messiah were directed toward that excelling Virgin Mary, whom I was to dispose in order to centralize such a great good in her, so that they may receive their Savior in the same way. He says, listen to this, though they did not know whom she was, in the same way, now when the church recites the Our Father, it is precisely for you, Luisa, that she prays, so that I may centralize all the good that my divine will contains, the way and the how, the divine will may have life on earth as it is in heaven. So here Jesus says, the church is praying for you, Luisa, because you are the first that's going to receive this gift. And from you, then the destiny of the world is going to happen. We're going to truly have the true life of Jesus and Mary. We're going to live a life that goes back to where Adam was before the fall, but even more than that, to receive now the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. So again, the church recites the Our Father. It is precisely for you, Luisa, that she prays, so that I, God, may centralize in you, Luisa, all the good that my divine will contains. So finally, Jesus says, we have found a soul who can possess the life that Adam had before the fall. He says, I had it as the Son of God. My mother had it as the mother of God, Theotokos. Now there's the firstborn. So what God is doing is he's getting everything ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this great magnificent time to be alive. So everything at this point seems like it's falling apart with our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, in the church and outside of the church, in the world, in the nation, but it really isn't. God is saying to every soul, get ready, the kingdom is coming. This is, if you've listened to Father Gobi, Our Lady says, get ready for the return of my son. When you listen to Jesus talk to St. Faustina, Jesus said to St. Faustina, the final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. So everything is getting ready. Everything is ready. We're the only ones that are not ready. So Jesus is giving us the way and the how the kingdom's going to be established in us on earth as it is in heaven. Remember, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. Now Jesus is going to show how and why this is going to happen. And it's not difficult. It's not difficult. See, we have to train ourselves, okay, to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And this is what the saints wanted, and they had a virtue or two of Jesus and Mary. But now listen to what Jesus says. And even though you, Luisa, are not known, by echoing my prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the church prays to me. The church presses me to centralize all this good in a second virgin. Now, we're not saying that Luisa is equal to the Blessed Mother. She's the little daughter of the divine will. Our Lady's the mother and queen of heaven and earth. But you see how we all want to be a true child of Jesus, a true child of Mary. This is Luisa. This is what God has given to Luisa. And now God is offering it to us. And he's showing us very directly how to do this. When we read the book of heaven, sacred scripture comes alive. When we read the book of heaven, our dogma and doctrine makes perfect sense. When we read the book of heaven, we begin to understand the lives of the saints and everything that they have taught us. Everything points to this gift. Because this is the gift of gifts, Jesus says, the prodigy of prodigies. He says very, very clearly, he says, everyone, the church presses me to centralize all this good into a second virgin so that like a second savior, again, She has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. It's what God wants, image and likeness. We're not supposed to be separated from God in any way, shape, or form. Making use of my inseparable love and mercy, I, God, may answer my own prayer, united to that of the whole church, making mankind come back to his origin, come back to the purpose for which I, God, created him. And that is that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is precisely the living in my divine will, and everything that I, Jesus, keep manifesting to you, Louisa, pushes you to this, confirms you in this. This is the great foundation I keep forming in your soul. And see, that's what God is doing with us, little by little. Nobody possesses this fully. Louisa did, but no one possesses this fully. Little by little, God is forming in our soul this great foundation of what? Of the kingdom of God on earth in us as it is in heaven. He says this, in order to do this, I, God, keep centralizing in you, Louisa, all the graces, past, present, and future, that I have given to all human generations. Even more, I double them and I multiply them, because since my divine will is the greatest, it's the holiest and the most noble thing that has no beginning and no end, in order to place it in one soul, it is right and decorous that I centralize in that soul, Louisa Picaretta, all possible goods, innumerable graces, divine purity, and divine nobility. See, Adam lost the clothing of nobility. This is why he was naked. When he committed the original sin, he was naked. So Jesus, naked on the cross, takes his place and dies. God, who cannot die, dies. He takes our place. He takes upon us himself, our punishment. And what is he doing? He's saying, and now I'm going to place in one soul. Now it's the time for one soul. It is right and decorous that I centralize in Louisa all possible goods, innumerable graces, divine purity, and divine nobility, so that this divine will of mine may have the same cortege as it has in heaven. So what is going to be on earth is, Jesus says, I want no difference between heaven and earth. What has come to an end? What has come to the end is the reign of the evil one. And he's panicking. He is panicking. The God gave him 100 years when we listened to Pope Leo XIII. 100 years. The 100 years is over. Last July, the Communist Party of China said, we are now celebrating our 100th anniversary, 1920 to 2020. It was over. It's done. It's completed. That's why everything seems to be falling apart. When you corner a snake and you have your foot on its head, as Our Lady does, the tail goes all over the place. It goes wild. This is what's happening today. God is winning. God wins. He says this, it is the same will that operated in redemption and wanted to make use of a virgin. Now it wants to make use of another virgin in order to centralize its divine will in her, and it gives rise to making known that it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if in redemption it wanted to come to save lost humanity, to satisfy for his sins that man had no power to do. See, let's just think of a New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change. And inevitably we fail. Confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid these near occasions of sin. You're back there the next week. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what Jesus is saying. He says, to come to save lost humanity, to satisfy her sins that no man has the power to do, and to give him refuge and many other goods that redemption contains, now wanting to display even more love to humanity than in redemption, making it so that my divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it comes to give back to humanity his state of origin, his divine nobility, and the purpose for which he was created. You know, it's funny, when someone falls into sin and steals and then steals and then steals, he considers himself a thief, and everybody else considers that person a thief. In reality, he is a son of God. He is a true child of God through holy baptism. And he falls into the weakness of stealing. But what the devil wants to do, the devil wants to make us turn away from what our true calling. And this is what it is. Listen, we're going to go back, and it's already begun, to the state of our origin, go back to our divine nobility, to go back to the purpose for which we were created. You see, it's time. Now it's time. It comes to open the current between the divine will and the human will in such a way, absorbed by this divine will, dominated by this divine will, the human will shall give it life within itself. So Jesus says to Louisa, the universe was made for man. The human will was made for God. And then when Adam said, I'm going to do what I want, I don't care what God wants. When he basically threw the divine will out and said, I'm not going to do this, what happens? We've been living in this misery ever since. And now Jesus is saying he has redeemed us, our Lady co-redeemed with him. Now it's a new beginning for humanity. So it looks pretty bad out there. But Jesus already told us. He said that it will be like the birth pains of a woman giving birth. The pains are going to be more and more intense and more frequent until the child is born. The kingdom is coming. We should be living with such confidence in God and trust in God and hope in God. The prayer of the Our Father is being fulfilled. And our God is asking us to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Why? That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. That's what they taught Louisa. How to pray this way. So when you pray, I mean, even if you're the only one in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the church already says you represent all of humanity. So what does that mean? That means when you pray in the divine will, God hears all of humanity praying with your voice. All of humanity, from Adam to the last person ever. God is bringing about this new and divine way of holiness that Pope St. John Paul II talked about. And this is why this is so great. He says, my divine will shall reign on earth as it does in heaven. So this is going to happen. Volume 15, 420, 1923. I as God choose whomever I as God please. It is established that two virgins must come to humanity's aid. So Jesus is saying, this is what I planned. One, Our Lady for the salvation of man. The other, to make my divine will reign upon earth, to give back to man his terrestrial happiness, to unite the two wills, the human and the divine will. This is what's happening. The people who are reading the Book of Heaven, the little children of Holy Divine Will, what's happening there is we're beginning to understand how to live heaven on earth. There's no worry. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. There's no sin. That's what's going to happen. Right now, we go to confession each week. But what God is going to do is this new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. And he's given to the little children, the Holy Divine Will, the opportunity to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. So Jesus says this. He says, very, very quickly, he says, I'm going to unite the two wills, the human and divine. I'm going to make them one so that the purpose for which Adam was created may have its complete fulfillment. I shall take care of making my way to make known everything. I want. This is such a great time to be alive. We're going to see heaven on earth. We're going to see that. Whether we die or stay alive, we're going to see it. I mean, read Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. It's going to happen. We're going to experience this. And what our God is saying is begin to live heaven now. Don't be like the pagans. You know, this is what scripture tells us. Okay. So Jesus says this. What I most care about is to have the first creature, Louisa, in whom to centralize my will, that my divine will have life in her on earth as it is in heaven, and the rest shall come by itself. It's already begun. It's here. It's begun. This is why I, Jesus, always say to you, Louisa, continue your flight in my divine will, because the human will contains weaknesses, passions, miseries, veils that prevent one from entering into the eternal volition. And if they are not grave sins, they are barricades that form between one will and the other. And if my fiat on earth, as it is in heaven, does not reign upon earth, this is exactly what prevents it from doing so. To you, Louisa, it is given the opportunity to rend these veils. To you, Louisa, to destroy these barricades and to make of all human acts one single act. We're going to return to the prime act of God. And when God said, fiat lux, everything began and continues. When Our Lady said, fiat mihi, the incarnation took place. God became man and redemption happened. We have the kingdom of redemption now. And now with the fiat voluntas tua, the kingdom of God is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to go back to what God has planned from the beginning. This is an amazing time. So Jesus says this. Okay. To you is given the opportunity to rend the veils, to destroy these barricades, and to make all human acts one single act by the power of my divine will, engulfing them all and bringing them to the feet of my celestial Father, as though kissed and sealed by his own will. See, what Jesus has given to Louisa, he breathed this into Louisa. Okay, what happens at that point? She now can present to the Father, in the name of all humanity, a human born of original sin, a new beginning. It's really not new at all. It's the oldest beginning. It's what Adam had. And see what Jesus is saying? He says very, very clearly, this by entering the prime act of God, the single act of God, by the power of my divine will, engulfing all of humanity, bringing them all to the feet of my celestial Father as though kissed and sealed by his own divine will, so that attracted and pleased in seeing that one creature has covered the whole human family with his will, he, the Father, may let his will descend upon earth through her and make it rain on earth as it does in heaven. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. What God is going to bring about, as he tells Louisa in the last chapter in volume 24, everyone will become Catholic. There'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Everyone's going to come back to God. Everyone, there's not many religions. There's one universal life that God breathed into mankind through Adam. That universal life is Catholic. That's why when Jesus and Mary came to earth, they began the Catholic faith again. He called Peter, and he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. Who's going to lead the charge on all of this is the vicar of Christ on earth. You're going to be very surprised what God is going to be doing. He, the Lord God Almighty, has had this plan from the beginning, and he knows what he wants, and he's going to get what he wants. There will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Volume 15, 7-11, 19:23. Now, my daughter, you too are unique in my mind and shall be also unique in history. There shall not be either before you or after you another creature for whom I shall dispose as though forced by nature, the assistant of my ministers. Okay, so Jesus tells Louisa about the priest, how he's going to change, make the priesthood the powerful life that's going to bring everyone back to the church. We haven't seen anything yet. Right now we have the prisons are full, the hospitals are full, the psychiatric units are full, the rectories are empty. Jesus says he's going to change all of that. Wait till you see what he's got planned. He says, having chose you in order to place in you the divine sanctity, the divine goods, the divine effects, and the act of my supreme will, it was convenient, just, and decorous for the very sanctity that my divine will contains, that one of my ministers, one of my priests, assist you and be the first repository of the goods contained in my divine will, so as to let them pass from his lap into the whole body of the church. What great attention is that required of you and of them? So the priesthood is going to change. It's going to be very powerful. It's the empties, the rectories are not going to be empty, but the prisons, the hospitals, orphanage, everything's going to change. They're going to be empty. The psychiatric units, everything's going to be empty. Of you in receiving from me like a second mother, the great gift of my divine will and knowing all its divine qualities, and of them, the priests, in receiving them from you, so that the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven may be fulfilled in my holy church. Ah, you don't know how much I, God, had to give you, Louisa, to dispose your capacity to be able to place my divine will in you, Louisa. Everything changed. When you read volume one, it's a tough volume because volume one was written after volume two. Volume one, basically the priest who told Louisa, you put everything down on paper. I want to know everything or else, you know, you're going to go to hell if you don't put everything down. Every word that Jesus speaks to you, I want to know it. So she put everything down on paper. And the interesting thing is that this book of heaven, after volume two, the priest looked at this and says, how did you get to this point? Because her spirituality was so amazing. Her holiness was just so astonishing. She was known as Luisa La Santa when she was alive. And Father Bucci says that she's going to be known as Luisa the Saint of the Divine Will. She's the firstborn, the newborn, the one who possesses this gift fully, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So what's amazing is that's volume one. She wrote everything down. And volume one, Jesus takes Louisa and crushes her like clay. And then he says, I'm going to make you the model of all of humanity. And he reforms her. That's why she went to bed when she was a teenager and stayed there until she died. And then that's why Jesus said, stop eating. And she stopped eating. Stop drinking. And she stopped drinking. Stop sleeping. And she stopped sleeping. Pope Leo XIII gave her permission to have Holy Mass offered in her room. Pope St. Pius X continued that she could have Holy Mass in her room. And here is this little one who is crushed. I mean, it's very, when you read volume one, I recommend that you read volume 11 first, really get into what none of the saints ever talked about. It's everything that they said lead up to volume 11. But what Jesus tells Louisa, this isn't Louisa's imagination. This is what Jesus told her, that he knew that this was going to be put on paper. He knew that we were going to read it because we were chosen, like Louisa, to be alive at this time so that we can begin to live this abundant life. Listen to what Jesus says very, very clearly. He says, one of my priests assists you to be the first repository of the goods by divine will, to let them pass on his lap to the whole body of the church. This is basically Saint Honorable de Francia. What great attention is that required of you and of the priests, of you in receiving from me like a second mother the great gift of my divine will and of knowing all his divine qualities, and of the priests in receiving them from you, so that the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven may be fulfilled in my holy church. Ah, you don't know how much I have given you to dispose your capacity to be able to place my divine will within you. I, God, removed all the seeds of corruption from you. I, God, purified your soul and your very nature so that you would neither feel anything for your human nature, the human will, nor they for you, because as the seed is missing, it is as if fire were missing to firewood. And if I did not exempt you from original sin, as I did with my dear mother, Luisa was not exempt from original sin. She was born in original sin. In removing the seed of corruption, I, God, made another prodigy of grace, never conceded to anyone, because it was decorous for my divine will, three times holy, to descend into a soul, to take possession of the soul without her being shaded even slightest by the slightest corrupted breath. That's Luisa. My divine will would not have adapted itself to take possession of you and communicate its act to you had it noticed a single seed of corruption, just as I, word of the Father, would not have adapted myself to be conceived in the womb of the celestial mother had I not exempted her from original sin. Moreover, how many graces did I not give you? He says, do you think it's nothing and therefore you give it no thought? Instead of thanking me, you occupy yourself in thinking about what I have disposed for you and about those I have placed around you. While I, God, want that you follow only my divine will. See, that's what's happening with us. As you begin to read this, God is saying to us, I want you to be disposed to follow only my divine will. I want you to begin to live the life that Adam lost. I want you to begin to live the life of the new Adam, Jesus, and of the new Eve, Mary. Not about just being good and holy and saintly. That's volume 1 through volume 10. But sharing in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass. May we share in the divinity of Christ. What does that mean? Jesus is showing us how and why this is going to happen. He has planned it. The Lord has planned all this. He says, I want nothing, but I want you to follow only my divine will. Three times did the divinity decide to operate ad extra. The first was in creation without intervention of the creature, since none of them had yet come to the daylight. The second was in redemption, and with it inverted a woman, the holiest, the most beautiful, my celestial mother. She was the channel. She was the instrument I, God, used in order to fulfill the work of redemption. The third is the fulfillment of my divine will, that it be done on earth exactly the way it's in heaven, that the creatures may live and operate with the divine sanctity and the divine power of our most holy divine will, a work inseparable from creation and redemption, just as the Holy Trinity is inseparable. Nor can we say that the work of creation is completed if our divine will, as we decreed, does not act in the creature and live with it, with the freedom, the sanctity, and the power with which it acts and lives in us, triune God. So here, who is this Luisa Picaretta? Who is she? Jesus says, this is what we decreed. You know, this is what's coming on earth as it is in heaven. He says very, very clearly. He says, even more, this is the most beautiful point, the most radiant and high, and the seal of the fulfillment of the work of creation and redemption is sanctification. This is the greatest thing Jesus says I can do. This is This is what I had planned from the beginning, that my humanity, my children, can be in my image and likeness. Okay? These are divine decrees, and they must have full completion. To fulfill this decree, we want to use another woman, and that is you, Louisa Picaretta. The woman was the incitement, the cause for which Adam fell into his misfortunes, and we want to use the woman to put things in order, to release mankind from his misfortunes, and to restore his decorum, his honor, and true likeness to us, just as he was created by us. That's our God. Our God is doing this. This is what he's planned. You think we have to live like this forever? I mean, this body is food for worms when it dies. Our DNA says get old, get gray-haired, wrinkled, and then become food for worms. That was not part of God's plan. We are called to be in God's image and likeness. This is what God wanted for mankind. And now he's showing us the way and the how this is going to happen. That's why he says, I want you to follow only my divine will. I want you to begin to live this abundant life. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Listen to what he says. And since the fiat voluntas tua has to serve the whole church, Jesus says, I entrust to you one of my priests, one of my ministers, so that you might place in him everything that I have manifested to you about my divine will. The goods it contained, how the creature must enter into it, and how the paternal goodness wants to begin another era of grace, starting with a creature, all the goods that Adam possessed in heaven, and restore her lost happiness. All the goods that God possessed in heaven, and now restoring her lost happiness. So what God is bringing about, I mean, this is what Our Lady says, get ready for the new heavens and the new earth. Get ready for the new Jerusalem. Get ready for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What's coming upon the earth, we're going to be dancing for joy. You know, one of the things that you hear, there's going to be a great earthquake. Everything's going to shake. You know, I look at it as in my diocese, south of the city, there was the Shakers. They used to go and they used to praise God by jumping up and down in their house, and the whole house would be shaking. I have a feeling that there's two ways of responding to what God is going to do. One is ecstasy, rejoicing, glorifying God. The other is wailing and grinding of teeth. And that's what Jesus is saying to everyone. What do you want? I have to give you what you want. What are you longing for? What's your life about? I have to give that to you. Great things are right around the corner. Amazing things are right around the corner. God's got this whole thing ready, and he's asking us to begin to live this. Volume 16, 11, 10, 19, 23. Our will preserves Louisa fresh and beautiful. Louisa forms our smile. Louisa forms our amusement. And we triumph God, do whatever we want with her, whatever we want. Oh, how happy Louisa is, and enjoying her littleness and her divine destiny. She shall cry for her brothers and sisters, and shall occupy herself with nothing else but compensating us for everyone and for each one of all the wrongs that they do to us, triumph God, by withdrawing from our divine will. The tears of the one who lives in our divine will shall be powerful. I mean, the tears of a woman are powerful. When you're praying for your family, your friends, your children, your grandchildren, they're powerful. Wait till you see what's going to happen with these tears of Louisa. The world is going to change. Why? Our job in the divine will, what Jesus teaches us, is how to repair and redo. So when we see something, hear something, read something that is not of God, we can repair it. This is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. This is what's coming. This is what's happening. So when you see something, instead of being angry, the three things that Jesus teaches Louisa. Number one, thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for showing this to me. Number two, I'm sorry it's happening to you, Lord. You're the one that's being offended. And number three, I want to repair this as if it never happened. I want to redo this as if it never happened. Jesus says, with the little children, the Holy Divine Will, the ones who are following what Jesus gave to Louisa, what those children are going to do is it's going to repair everything up to Adam. It's going to look, Jesus says, when everything's done, as if Adam never sinned. That's what's coming upon the earth. Great things are happening. Great things are happening. God is going to repair. God is asking us to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. Glorious things are right around the corner. So Jesus says, more so since Louisa wants nothing but what we, Triune God, ourselves want after the first channel of redemption, through her, we, Triune God, shall open the second one of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. Louisa said, I felt as though I was being transported outside of myself into a most pure light in which one could see all human generations, though divided into two wings, one on the right and one on the left of the throne of God. At the head of the one was the august queen, Mama Mary, from whom descended all the goods of redemption. At the head of the other wing, one could see another little one. Listen to this. And it's saying it trembling and only to obey. She was the one whom Jesus had called his little daughter of the divine will. Think about this. Louisa couldn't even say her name. And my sweet Jesus, listen to this. Placing himself in the middle of these two wings between the two little ones who were at the head of them. With one hand, he took mine, Louisa says, and the other that of the mother queen. And he joined them together. Listen to what God says. And saying, my little daughters, hold each other's hand before our throne and embrace the eternal divine majesty in your little arms. To you alone, because you are little, and it is given to embrace the eternal one, the infinite one, and to enter into him. That's where we're all going. That's where we're all going. One with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And if the first little one snatched redemption from the love of the eternal one, so may the second little one, her hand held by the first, and be helped by her to snatch from the eternal love of God, the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus is showing us, what he has done in redemption with the Blessed Mother, and now what God is going to be doing in sanctification with Louisa. It's a whole new beginning. It's a whole new beginning for all of humanity. That's what's coming. Listen to what he says. My little daughters, hold each other's hand before our throne and embrace the eternal divine majesty. That's what we're going to do. To you alone, because you are little and is given to embrace the eternal one, the infinite one, and to enter into him. Because of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, we now can enter into this life. Our Lady says she wants all her children to possess what she possesses. It's the same thing with Louisa. Louisa says, what God has given me in her whole life, you know, in bed, what God has given to me, what I put down on paper, I want all of humanity to possess. It's a new beginning for humanity. Don't fall for the lies, for the doom and gloom and all that other nonsense. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. Our job is to get everybody ready. Our job is to begin to live heaven on earth. Great things are happening. And we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name. Honor the mantle of Mary through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for all the little children, the holy divine will, that they become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.